A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 3rd March 2022, yeah? Thursday class. Yeah? So we'll be continuing our sharing from this book, The Wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta, Bian Hua Lian Hua Jing. We are at page 243. Yeah? We are going through the list of great Mahasattva. We have finished the first one, which is Manjushri, Vansu Pusa. The next one is Kuan Sing Pusa or Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, or what the Mahayana call the Bodhisattva who contemplates the world of sound. That's like Kuan Sing or Kuan Sichai. Then sometimes he is also known as 大智大悲观世音菩萨, she is the Bodhisattva with the greatest compassion and loving kindness. 大智大悲, we are of the light, and we can have half an hour of awareness based meditation. So this awareness based meditation is very important for cultivator. This is to train your inner mind, your true mind, the awareness nature within, until it is very stable. So to develop it is very simple. What you need is to develop the understanding that without thought, you are already aware. So when you develop this awareness-based meditation, you don't think, don't do anything. But most people cannot be in the state of without thought because you have not trained, your spiritual faculties are not there. So the mental hindrance is there because throughout the day you are not able to leave the orderly line of mindfulness or heedfulness. You are most of the time thinking heedless, then react to sense experience, creating mental hindrance. And because of that, you find it very difficult to become peaceful, to have the meditative mind of inner peace, inner awareness, and silence within. But never mind. What you need to do is relax body and mind completely. Then after that, don't try to know, don't do anything. Allow whatever arise to arise. It may be a thought, it may be an awareness or that thought, whatever, just let it be. And maintain awareness. Maintain awareness means maintain your ability to be aware, but don't try to know. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Don't try to know anything. Just aware, aware, aware. And let the mind settle down until this awareness become more and more clear, more and more clear, more and more stable. Yeah. Then allow it to stabilize. Then when it has stabilized, you will start to understand many things. The awareness nature within is a different state of mind. It is the unconditioned, without thought, without any thinking, without any movement, it's just aware. But before the thinking stops, the thinking mind will be there. Never mind, let it arise. Let it continue to be what it is. Because the understanding of this nature is very important. Without thought, only the awareness nature surface. So you need to be very patient. Just let things be, maintain awareness. So the first of the three for support is very useful. First support is relax, body and mind, completely relax. Whatever mind state that arise, relax into it. Relax means be at ease. Don't try to know, don't do anything, just maintain that relaxed state. 自在 in Mandarin. Then maintain awareness. Yeah, you have a mind. The mind can either be aware or lost in thought, thinking. So if you are not lost in thought, the awareness will be there. Yeah. So you have to develop all this understanding and allow that nature to surface. Means in a relaxed state, maintain awareness, don't think, don't do anything, and let the mundane mind, thinking mind, settle down, settle down, settle down until it becomes restful. Then stabilize the awareness. That is the first three support. Relax, maintain awareness, and stabilize the awareness for as long as you can. Technically, it's 24 hours. Okay? And for those who already know how to do that, you allow that nature to develop the understanding by itself. That nature will observe silently, without thought. That nature can insight into phenomena. That nature can understand many things. It come to understand who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. You are through that silent inner awareness. It developed the ability to be aware of all the movement of thought, the movement of content of consciousness, how it conditioned the individual to be what it is, how your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, the thought process, how they function, following the Paticca Samuppada, the law of dependent origination, the dwelling. So all this you will start to witness, you will start to see, and you start to understand yourself clearer and clearer. So this is how you develop self-awareness, self-knowledge, through awareness-based meditation. Then when you have already developed the ability to stabilize the awareness nature and is very stable, then stay at the heart area. Don't do anything. Let the nature detect the gateway by itself. You have to be very patient though, silent everything, and try it many times. And through that silence, you can inquire and find out, who are you? What are you? What is this form of mind all about? What is the human being all about? What is the awareness nature all about? All this understanding, they will start to surface. But this can only happen when your awareness is already there and you are quite stable. Otherwise, it becomes thinking. So thinking is not the real one. But as long as you understand the instruction, follow the instruction, and don't try to know, don't try to do anything, develop the awareness, silent everything, then let things be. And let whatever understanding or truth unfold naturally, not through the thought process. You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness or mindfulness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the meditative mind state that will enable you to be in the midst of life, to be heedful, so that you are throughout the day with this mind state of inner awareness, inner peace, and inner calmness. When a person is aware, he will have heedfulness. Because when your awareness stabilizes, you will be able to mindful. Then you use it to observe, to develop cultivation of meditation or Noble Eightfold Path. That is heedfulness. So when you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. You are not heedless. You seldom think. Most of the time, you just aware. And your awareness can be of either specific phenomenal awareness, where your senses are very sensitive. Everything you do, seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought, consciousness, the awareness is there. Sati is there. The phenomena that you see or hear, you smell, taste, or tactile, you feel or think, the awareness move with the phenomenon. That's why we call it that specific phenomenal awareness. You are just aware. You want to know, you can know. You want to understand, you can understand. You can use the form and mind, the memory, everything. You can silence completely to develop understanding. That is what the meditative mind is. Okay, then we will continue from where we started, then to page 243 of the hard copy. We are at the second Mahasattva, right? The second paragraph. The Bodhisattva who contemplate the world of sound. Right? We have completed the first one, Manjushri, yeah? Bodhisattva. So, Bodhisattva who contemplate the world of sound, in Mahayana, is called Namo Guan Si Ying. Si Jie Si, Ying is sound, world of sound. Yeah? In Sanskrit, the Bodhisattva's name is called Avalokiteshvara. In Mandarin, it is Kuan Yin, means contemplator of the world sound. Then Guan Zi Zai, there is another name for the great being, contemplator of self mastery. We should all recognize this Bodhisattva because he is very unique. He is very compassionate and all loving. No one fears him and everyone knows him. Da Zi Da Bei Guan Si Ying Pusa. The Bodhisattva is like a compassionate mother who grants the wishes of all living beings according to what they seek. There is a popular saying in Chinese, the Chinese culture. It says each home has a Kuan Yin, which is very true. Every place holds Amitabha. So Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is Amitabha Buddha's chief disciple. Amitabha Buddha is the teaching host in the Western Pure Land, the ultimate land of ultimate bliss, Sifang Sijie. To his left stands the Bodhisattva Kuan Yin, and to his right, the great strength Bodhisattva. They are known as the three sages of the Western direction, Sifang Sansen. When Amitabha Buddha steps down as teaching host, the Bodhisattva Kuan Yin will succeed him. Bodhisattva Kuan Yin will be succeeded by the great strength Bodhisattva. Because the Bodhisattva who contemplate the world's sound can manifest in countless forms, to relieve beings of their suffering, he is known as the greatly compassionate Kuan Yin. With 1,000 eyes, he views living beings, toising in the sea of suffering. And with 1,000 hands, he reaches out to pull them out. So this one is just an analogy. Like they created this image of Kuan Yin with a lot of hand and eyes. He has this nickname, Qian Shou Qian Yan, Guan Si Ying Pusa. But in truth, how it manifests and how it has that power, you need to understand. I explained this before already in the retreat many times, but I will explain it again. You say the unique quality of Kuan Yin is, when I was young, when I was contemplating, how come Kuan Yin has such nature and Kuan Yin is able to like fulfill her vow? That she has a very powerful vow. That's why she is very compassionate. Whomsoever call upon her or him sincerely with faith, there will be a response. Then I say there are countless living beings in this universe. How can he respond? That's why people cannot understand. But my nature, even before I really went deep into the meditation, since young, I already understood. Because when I reflected and contemplated, then suddenly from inside, the answer came from my nature. He said, Kuan Yin, because of her great virtue, perfection, through her perfection, faith, sincerity, and wisdom, she was able to actually manifest that vow to make it part of nature's law. That's why when it becomes nature's law, it's automatic nature's way of response. That's why I knew it was her nature, not herself as a being. She can come with a form and mind for certain segment of life to manifest as Kuan Yin. But that is just that segment. But the nature of Kuan Yin, even all the other great beings, your affinity with them, they have their vows. And most of these great beings, Mahasattva and Samasambuddha, their vows has become part of nature's law. That's why you call upon Kuan Yin's name or Kuan Yin's nature with sincerity and faith. There will be a response automatically. Because this life also the same. My nature has great affinity with Kuan Yin. And Kuan Yin's nature actually gave me these three things that I have been sincerely requesting life after life for many lives. Since the day I understood her nature, and I thank her with gratitude, love, and faith for giving me her blessing, protection, and guidance all the while. Then life after life, this nature evoke power, merits for causes and conditions for Kuan Yin and all the other great beings to continue bless, protect, and guide this nature. You have to make this vow. You have to make this invocation of merits or power of merits for causes and conditions for this to arise. That's why it protected my physical form and mind. Otherwise, this line, my physical form and mind, mind would have been lost at least on three occasions. So protecting our form and mind every life we come is very important. So because it has become part of nature's law, her nature automatic, like nature's law, manifests cause and effect, cause and effect. It will create the effect. So the causes will be like absorbed in. So that affinity through nature's law, you will manifest. That's why it depends on your sincerity and your faith. If you really have faith in Kuan Yin, even my mother, I saw, she has a lot of faith in Kuan Yin. She also has what they call great confidence in Kuan Yin. She was the one that took me to Kuan Yin Temple and pay respect to Kuan Yin. And a lot of things actually happen when I'm at the temple, when I see the Kuan Yin image, completely different than those of the great beings and the Buddhas, the four special beings, Manjushri, Kuan Yin, Pusen, Tizang Wang Pusa, these four great beings, and of course Sakyamuni Buddha, Amitabha Buddha, and all the other great beings, including the Pusen Pusa, Long Su Pusa, Tizang Wang Pusa, and also this Medicine Buddha, Yao Si Fo. They all have a great nature, and my nature has affinity with them. So Kuan Yin's nature is not because of his thousand hands and thousand eyes. Because the beings are limitless. And how can she be everywhere? That's why that vow, that perfection has created the thing and manifest as nature's law. That's why it can actually give rise to all this. So there is nothing magical or impossible about all this. When you understand, you will know how all this can arise. But nature has its own way of manifestation. When you are very strong in your cultivation, when your faith is very strong, when your perfection is very, very stable and very strong, the power of merits can cause all these things to arise. Will they invoke this power of merit for causes and conditions for it to become like part of nature's law? That's why that nature become very different. It has that virtue, that wisdom, that understanding to manifest it into such nature's law. That's why great beings are very unique. You can cultivate affinity with great beings fairly easily, but you must have faith in them. Then you must devote your dedication, your time and faith to actually follow their advice, learn their teaching, receive their blessing and guidance. So all these are part and parcel of the way. That's why in the Bodhisattva vow, the yellow card, I teach you how to do this too. Evoke power of merits to actually request for their constant blessing, protection and guidance. Thank them for what they have done for you. So this part, I hope, it can let you have better understanding. Okay, I will continue. We read on. The 25th chapter of the Dhamma Flower Sutta deals with the Bodhisattva's miraculous power, in chapter 25. We shall wait until then to discuss them further, because Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is a very special being. Then the third Bodhisattva is the Bodhisattva of great strength, Ta Si Tsu Pusa, great strength. So this one also a very special being. Whenever this Bodhisattva takes a step, the entire Trisilokosm quakes in six different directions. That's why he is called the Great Strength Bodhisattva. What are the six types of earthquake or tremors? The first three refers to movement, shaking, rising, and surging. The following three refer to sound, roaring, cracking, banging. Those movements are much more severe than whose, which could be caused by our biggest bomb. Of course, Chen Hua's analogy is a bit overboard. However, unlike modern weapon which whack havoc, the sixth type of whack couldn't possibly hurt anyone. The Bodhisattva great strength is also known as the Bodhisattva's of boundless light, because one who sees the light of but one of the Bodhisattva's hair poles will see as well the pure, sublime or subtle light of the Buddha in the 10 directions. So this is her virtue. Then the next one is Bodhisattva, forever vigorous. Forever means he never quit. He never quit being vigorous in his cultivation. There are two types of vigor, physical and mental vigor. The Bodhisattva cultivate practices to teach and transform living beings. He is not like some of us who may start a project and then as soon as the problems start to arise, abundantly in favor of taking a nap. The Bodhisattva, forever vigorous, never sleep. He just keep on working. He'll pass through limitless kapha trying to teach one single living being and help him to bring forth the result for Bohi. He may instruct him in countless dhammadao, but in all that time, he may still be unable to save him, despite the fact that he has spent so much time and effort trying to save him. He will never grow weary or become discouraged. If we would like to save living beings, we should follow his example. If in this life we are unable to save someone, we should resolve to try again in the next life, or the life after, or the life after life, until we finally succeed. So this is Master Chen Hua's understanding or version of what these great beings would do. But as far as my understanding is concerned, it need not be in this way. You have to accord and flow with nature's condition. If there is no affinity, no condition, just let things be until such time when there is condition and affinity. You can only share. Whether the being can receive or not, it's up to his karma, his conditioning, his affinity. So all this is very important. All this understanding are very vital. Otherwise, when you come as a bodhisattva, you will be like normal human being with a lot of unnecessary attachment and suffering too, because you want to take them across, determined to take them across. Then you try all sorts of things. No point. My nature, when there is no condition, just let things be, because you can't force the situation. Things are just the way it is. Cannot be otherwise. The reality is the summation of all the conditions at any one time is the reality within that moment. So all this understanding will let you have this understanding to develop the cultivation. Okay, then I will read on. On the other hand, if you notice that someone has been following you around, trying to teach and transform you, you should hurry up and take his teaching to heart and bring forth faith. This is what Master Chen Hua believes should be. That person may very well be a bodhisattva forever vigorous, and he has gone to so much trouble life after life just trying to teach you. You shouldn't go on ignoring him. Listen to him. But not everybody has this understanding. The trouble is, most people are like deluded, heedless. You like keep on trying to force him to learn from you, or keep on following him to try to let him develop that cultivation. I tell you, you are looking for trouble. Well, not everybody like me. Especially if you are very pestering, you pester a person, you keep on trying to like influence that person or get him to listen to you. This world is not easy. So this understanding you have to develop yourself. Anyway, it's what Chen Hua mentioned. So you had a condition, then it's okay. Mental vigor means that you never become discouraged, you never think it's too hard, and you never feel that there are simply too many difficulties involved in teaching and transforming others. This one, of course, the bodhisattva, the great being, they will not think that way. Constant vigor is unflagging diligence. So they will constantly do their work, but they will not behave, I believe, like what Chen Hua mentioned just now. This life cannot, next life, then continue to go after you. They don't have time for this type of thing. The sentient beings are countless, innumerous, So whenever they arise, only those that have affinity, causes and condition will take birth. And those who have affinity, causes and condition, they will benefit. Just like Samasambuddha, when they arise, they are very unique and very beautiful. But even great beings as Bodhisattvas or Mahasattva, when they come, every segmented life, there are beings that have affinity and condition with them, and they will benefit. Because they come for the living beings. And because they come over a long period of existence, eons and eons and eons, that's why ultimately they will take across whatever limitless living being that they can take across. Then they will fulfill their perfection, their vows. Then the next one is the Bodhisattva unresting. You may wonder, just what is the difference between forever vigorous and unresting? Aren't the two concepts pretty much the same? Why do we need to separate Bodhisattvas? Actually, it is not known how many forever vigorous Bodhisattva there are. They are numberless or limitless. We also cannot calculate the number of Bodhisattva unresting. In other words, if you are forever vigorous in your cultivation of the Buddha Dharma, then you yourself are the Bodhisattva forever vigorous. If you pursue your study of the Dharma without resting, then you are the Bodhisattva unresting. It should be clear that there is an incalculable number of Bodhisattva. This is true, eh? Because even Samasambuddha also, there are countless of them. Rare, but also limitless, eh? Countless. But what is the difference between the two, although they are basically the same? You want to speak of their difference. The Bodhisattva forever vigorous continually enter the power of rebirth in order to save living beings or sentient beings. The Bodhisattva unresting passes through an enormous amount of time without ever becoming tired. Not getting tired means that one does not fear fatigue. If one is bowing to the Buddha or reciting sutra, one does not rest the moment one feels a bit tired. No matter what one do, one never rests. The Bodhisattva unresting is always extremely busy, but he never gets upset because no one is helping him or because no one knows that he is doing good deeds. He will never advertise his own merits. There was a layman who used to come here and advertise his merit, praising himself for having worked for the temple or given money. His propaganda didn't get him very far. However, because more and more Americans came to the temple, and his English wasn't very good, he was quite the reverse of an unresting Bodhisattva, who for as many kappas as there are sense sand grains in the Ganges River, did not rest at all and never took a break. The days turn into months, and the month turns into year. The years turn into hundreds of thousands of tens of thousands of millions of kappas, and the Bodhisattva unresting did not rest at all. The Bodhisattva jewel pump, the next one. Jewel refers to treasure, Dharma jewels. Palm is the palm of a hand. The Bodhisattva may be named after his practice or his original vow. What is meant by practice? They are the Dharma door that he cultivated. What are original vows? They are the vows he made at the level of planting causes when he was just beginning his cultivation. They call it the basic vow, or original vows. Some Bodhisattva take the name from their virtuous practice and morality. Others take the name from their special power and skill. The Bodhisattva jewel palm holds many different kinds of jewels, Dhamma jewel in his palm. The first one is the as you will pull Dhamma jewel. With the as you will pull, everything is as your heart wishes, and you get what you want or what you seek. The second jewel he holds is the Laret Laret hand, and the third one is the jewel bow hand. The fourth one is the jewel sword hand. The fifth, the Vajra hand and arm. The sixth is the jewel pestle hand. The seventh is the bestowing fearlessness hand. The best strength of fearless hand dispel all fear. On the coarser ground, the Bodhisattva jewel pump. Cultivate the 42 hands and eyes of the thousand-handed. Thousand-eyed Bodhisattva who contemplate the sound of the world. Thus he obtained the name Jewel Palm, because all his palm hold all manners of gem and jewel, Dhamma jewel. So he is called Bodhisattva Jewel Palms. Then the next one is the famous medicine Buddha, or medicine king Bodhisattva, Yao Si Fo. Sometimes they call him Yao Si Wang Pusa, Bodhisattva medicine king, or medicine king Bodhisattva, and medicine superior Bodhisattva. Will explain in the Surangama Sutta, in the passage in which 25 sages each discuss the method they use to obtain perfect penetration. These two Bodhisattvas were brothers. There is an account in Buddhism of their past affinity. Long ago, there was a turning wheel sage king who had 1,000 sons. The 1,000 sons all make vow to leave home and cultivate. Accordingly, they are to become the 1,000 Buddhas of the present age, called the worthy kappas. Of the 1,000 Buddha, 4 have already become Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha being the 4th, to appear in the worthy kappa, is our world system. The wheel-turning king also had a concubine, by whom he had 2 additional sons. The elder son made a vow to protect and support his 1,000 older brothers once they become Buddhas. Whenever a Buddha appeared in the world, he acted as their protector. The second son, seeing that his brother has vowed to be a Dhamma protector, vowed that whenever any one of his 10,000 brothers become a Buddha, he would be the first to make offering to him. He would not do that just once. He would continue to make offering all during the time of the Buddha, or during the time that Buddha dwelt in the world. And he would not make offering to just one elder brother, but to all 1,000 of them, such as each as they become Buddhas. So this is the extent of aspiration or vow that people make. So they make vow to be the first to offer, just like Sujata, the first to offer to a Sammasambuddha just before he becomes Sammasambuddha. And people make strange vow. Some they make vow and aspire to have causes and conditions, to become the wife of great beings and all those things. And there are a lot of people with a lot of very unique vows. You can never fathom, like Pusya and Pusa, the vows are very unique. So when you go through the Bodhisattva way, you will be exposed to a lot of this, and you can actually develop understanding and evolve your own and becoming more and more, I should say, wise in the way you make vow. Because just like our civilization, as we progress, science and technology also progress very fast. But spiritually, it's the same. If you have more and more discovery, more and more beings that goes the bodhisattva way, and they start to come up with new understanding, new way of cultivation, and shorten the time required for perfection and all. So all this will be shared, and they will actually spread, and more people will have more idea to develop it better. It's just like science and technology. When you discover some scientific fact or truth, you publish the paper for peer review. Then from there, other peer who review your paper will also gain from it. Then they sometimes help you to maybe develop clearer and more stable understanding of what you have discovered. So this way of the peer review type of sharing is very important. That's why our civilization is not bad. You look at all the university, they have their research and all those things. Then they share their research paper. Then we have the internet where a lot of things can be discovered or make available through the internet. So nowadays, things can be shared or developed with clarity and better understanding through technology, the internet or the thing. So later on, cultivation is the same. That's why I used to share with KMITs. You are not in this line, you are not in this field, you may not understand. Because to them, it's like very difficult to meet up with enlightened beings, like real cultivator and all those things. Then some book even write, nowadays you can't even find a sotapan. So all these are very confusing because people don't have the understanding. But if you are in this field, in this line, you are a cultivator, you have affinity from the past, then you have the causes and conditions to come. All this will manifest in a different way. Then you keep on encountering this creeping, and you can sense them, feel them. And they are all over, so many of them. That's why it depends. Then when you encounter all these beings, then when you have the condition to understand their teaching, their sharing, especially now with the internet, but you must know how to search. Yeah? Not everything in the internet is what you think. You cannot believe what is in the internet. You need to have the wisdom and the understanding to screen, to source, and to develop the understanding yourself. That's why you are not a cultivator before. Not easy. But if you are a cultivator, you will know. Just like I always share, truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? The one who see, they always see. Yeah. So when you have the awakening, the understanding, the realization, then wherever there is truth, there is great beings, wise statement, you will understand. Then you will rejoice and you will pick it up. That's why you can learn very fast. And through all this, everyone unselfishly share with faith, with joy, with understanding. We share. That's how the sharing can become beautiful. That's why our website is available. It's free. You have the faith, the sincerity, and the diligence, you will benefit. And you can get all this. It's always given free, available. After those bodhisattva, after those Buddha each enter nirvana and the Dhamma ending age descend, the younger brother has vowed to rescue living beings using various kinds of medicines. He cured the illness of living beings. At the end of the eons, there occur the three disasters of flood, fire, and wind, destruction, until the Brahma Mahabrahma level. As well as disaster of war and pestilence, in epidemic or pandemic. Those who contract the disease will die immediately. But the Bodhisattva medicine king has vowed to save all sick living beings. This is Bodhisattva medicine king's past life history. He devoted himself to curing the illness of living beings. Not only did he cure the illness that plagued their bodies, but he cured as well their mental illness. He cured the sickness of their mind and body, so that afterwards they could cultivate. So this is the beautiful part. Okay, the Bodhisattva courageous giving. Courage is bravery. One must have courage in order to give. If one has no courage, one will be unable to give. The 10,000 practices take the six perfection as their mainstay, and the six perfection take giving or dhanaparami as their mainstay. Thus, the other perfection and the 10,000 conduct are all included within the practice of giving or dhanaparami. If you give with courage and bravery, the merits and virtue you will obtain is inconceivable. If in giving you use an inconceivable spirit and energy, the reward you obtain will also be inconceivable. This one is very true. For example, we may intend to give, but as soon as we have a thought of ourselves, our good intention vanishes because the selfish thought arises. You may think, if I give my money to him, what am I going to do? If I give away my clothing, what am I going to wear? I give away my house. Where am I going to live? This is an example of a lack of courage. As soon as one thinks of oneself, one will lose one's courage and fail to give. Take for example food and drink. You may have the thought to give it away, but then it occurs to you, if I give this away, what will I eat? The moment you think of yourself, your courage dissolves along with the spirit of courageous giving. The Bodhisattva courageous giving thinks to give, and without further ado, he gives. He thinks he is in trouble. I will help him out. I will give him $100. To buy some clothes and something to eat. He gives, and that's all there is to it. Once you think of yourself, you will lose your courage. This Bodhisattva gives with courage. He gives well, dhamma, and fearlessness in the most vigorous and energetic way. So this is very good, the gift of wealth, dhamma, and fearlessness. And so he's called the Bodhisattva of courageous giving. Then we go on to the next Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva Jewel Moon take his name from the jewel moon. The Bodhisattva Moonlight take his name from the light of the moon, which dispels the darkness of the night. The Bodhisattva Full Moon, these three Bodhisattva Jewel Moon, Moonlight, and the Full Moon, takes their name from firmly holding the moral precepts. As is said in the Surangama Sutta, stern and pure in the Vinaya, they are great example in the three rhyme. The Vinaya is the moral code. The three Bodhisattva held the precept until their light shone as brightly as the full moon. Although the name differ, they all come from the same practice, the pure holding of the precepts. In reality, the Bodhisattva Jewel Moon is just the Bodhisattva Full Moon, and the Bodhisattva Moonlight is just the Bodhisattva Jewel Moon, it is said. Pure holding the precept, one is like the full moon. The body and mouth are pure with no flaw or error. So, holding the precept can also be of great virtue. That's why sometimes if you keep your basic five precepts, it is a meritorious action. But if you cultivate it diligently with faith and never once, after you start cultivating it, did you break them. It's like Sakyamuni Buddha. Of all the 10 perfection, he is famous for the perfection of Satya, truth. That's why he always speaks the truth, and he has never violated that perfection, that virtue. That's why his words are very powerful. Satya, he always invoked by the power of this truth, may whatever arise. So in the sutta, in the chanting, you also come across a lot of these verses, power of truth. So if you cultivate your precept in the same way, there is a virtuous light that shines forth from your nature. Your nature develops that virtue. That's why the Buddha, when he was asked, what is the highest protection? He answered, virtue. Virtue is the highest protection. There is a virtuous light that shines forth from your nature, and that one will protect you from harm and evil when you have that virtue. Because you keep all your precepts, you don't kill, you don't harm, you will not get into trouble. You will be protected, very well protected. That if you have metta, love, wisdom and understanding, you will also be very well protected. But certain karmic paths that one has done, you never know. Then if there is causes and conditions, it may manifest. But from the day you start to perfect this virtue, this style of cultivation, the karmic from there on will protect you. They will become very beautiful. That's why these three great bodhisattva has its own uniqueness, and they receive their name. They are very unique name. So I will read on. When the karma of body, mouth and mind is pure, all darkness vanish. Thus the three bodhisattva take their name from having cultivated the observation of the precepts. Then we go through the next few, which are quite short. The bodhisattva of great power. Bodhisattva of great power is specially strong. His great strength is equal to that of the bodhisattva great strength. Bodhisattva unlimited power. Great power is not limitless power. This bodhisattva strength surpasses that of the bodhisattva of great power. Actually, great power is just limitless power, and limitless power is just great power. Then the next one is the bodhisattva transcending the three realms. The bodhisattvas transcend the realm of desire, the realm of form, and the realm of formless realm. How does he transcend them? It is by means of his great power and also by means of his limitless power. The bodhisattva, great power, unlimited power, and transcending the three realms, all cultivate similar practices. The perfection of vigor, they go forward with great heroic vigor. How do we know that they cultivate vigor? Their great power, unlimited power, and transcending of the three realms is proof. The three names are actually the same. Great power is unlimited power, and unlimited power is transcending the three realms. Without limited power, one could not surpass the three realms. So the three bodhisattvas cultivate the practice of vigor, and they have great limitless power and the courage and spirit to surpass the three realms. Therefore, they are always vigorous, and they always go forward. That's what their name means. Okay, we stop here. Bodhisattva Bhadrapala. Okay, we are now open up for meditation reporting.
Brother, 我想 share 一个我最近有 go through 一个 experience.
Okay.
就是有一天during the lunch hour. 我跟我的 colleague 去吃饭。
嗯。
开饭的时候，我就夹了一片那个鸡肉 pass 给他。
嗯嗯嗯。
我 pass 那个鸡肉给他吧。The moment, 我就这样 pass 了那个鸡了过后，
嗯，
喝了那个 lunch, 哎，我就觉得刚才有一点不一样，哦，有一点不一样，
嗯，
懂是什么？然后我也没有去管它。
哎、嗯、
，at during that time 哦，上个月我们很多的那种short mini talk,
啊，对，
非常的好，
嗯、
还有 virtual 你的 sharing, 然后after during 我在听那些 mini talk 的时候，哎。那个 understanding 完全不一样。
哦，啥都，嗯，我
明白里面的那些，Brother 那时你有两个 mini talk 很好的，那个时候是讲那个怎样 use the third and fourth 那个five way to overcome。
呀呀呀呀。
third and fourth 的那个 mini talk。
啊呀呀呀。
有一个 mini talk 是讲我们的那个habitual tendency。
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.那个两个 short video 也是很好的。
我一听的时候，我觉得，哎，怎么跟以前完全不一样？我能够 understand
的东
西。但我就在 recall 回那一天，那个 during 那个 lunch 到底发生了什么？等我在 recall 的时候，我就曾经发现到，哦，原来我在夹那个鸡肉给我的 colleague 的时候。During the whole section, 我是 fully aware and total silent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
那个 movement, 我这样子一过去的时候，然后我才明白。
哦，是啊，对。
然后我就明白，哦，Virgil, 你 share 的那些 dharma, 哦，我完全能够。
哇，三九三九，
整个明白掉，
呀呀呀，
好啊！
耶稣，
我在 continue 我 continue 听 Brother 你在给的你在 during 这个 talk 我们的这个拜二拜四礼拜，
呀呀，
我讲哎
Brother
这些一个对，然后我讲哎 Brother 你学的这些 essential 的 dharma 你的 teaching 只是 pointing to， 就像 pointing to the。当你做到的时候，它是 no words，you the word，
对 ，without word 啊、，then the cultivator will understand one 啊、
，哎，那个我拿那个肌肉这样子过去的时候，
yeah?
整个是 silent aware， 我的 movement 是
这样
过
，that is what awareness is。When you have the ability to be aware， it will manifest。That's why that specific phenomenal awareness is the awareness and the movement as one. And you will know, the cultivator will know. It's not thought based on. You are not heedlessly thinking and lost in thought, then you do all those movements without mindfulness or awareness. But you have become different because that nature has transformed. But sometimes you have to be a bit cautious in the sense that initially,when it started, it will come. Then it happened for a while. Then after that, if you do not stabilize it, then you will lose it. Be careful. But when you lose it, don't panic. Don't doubt. Don't go and like allow the thought to come in and tell you, why, how come last time I can do it, now I cannot. This is again the thought coming back to analyze. Understand not?This is what I mean by trying to reason and analyze. How come? Forget about it. There are causes and conditions behind. So the stability of it is very important. That's why I say don't be complacent. When you start to develop the understanding and you start to see the movement, continue to diligently cultivate, stabilize it until you becomea part of it. That cultivation, that awareness, that mindfulness, that heedfulness is part of your nature. You have to develop until that stability. Just like I shared with you all last time, when you learn to play like badminton or ping pong or whatever games. You train and develop until you become very skillful. When you are very skillful, you are actually very mindful and spontaneous in your action. Even your, like badminton, we are very used to badminton. Your flick and your lock, and your even drop shot or whatever, serving and all those things, it becomes very graceful. And you can just flick the thing spontaneously, you will go. And wherever you want to place a shuttlecock, you can decide where you have become so skillful. Then when that thing stabilizes, you play until you become very skillful, very stabilized, until your back hand flick also like your right hand like that, like your forehand stroke like that, become like very powerful, flick, spontaneous, and very effective, skillful. Then you can have good control. So all this is what cultivation is all about. Then after that, let's say you stop playing badminton, you hang up your racket. Even for 10 years, you take the racket, the stroke is still there. Your stamina may not be the same because you a long time didn't train and practice. But the stroke, you will never forget on. You can flick, you can do all things, but you need to train to be skillful, as skillful as before again. So this is what mindfulness is all about, what awareness-based training is all about. You need to stabilize it. You stabilize it until one day when it's part of you, that is always with you. Then not long after that, you can develop the trust, the force support, and locate your gateway. Then the energy, the yin and yang external energy, it will melt through the gateway and become pure energy. Then it will transform your internal nadis and chakras and whatever that need to transform. Then your consciousness will become transformed again. It will become more and more fine, more and more fine, until that nature's consciousness has become so fine, the mundane mind cannot withstand that fineness. Then it will start to collapse. Before it collapses, there will be a lot of sign. You can feel it. It's the brain there, then coming down to the forehead there. Then from there, there is this movement that takes about a few months. I remember all in, it took me about 9 months before my mundane mind or consciousness collapsed. The whole thing just dropped off. Then like, I don't have a mundane mind. I don't have that gross thinking mind. My nature shine forth after that. My true awareness nature, that thing shine forth. Then throughout the day, my nature is just aware. I don't need to do anything. Like the cloud already dispersed. Nothing obscure the mind. The true mind, the direct seeing, everything become automatic. It just come out like that. There's specific phenomenal awareness, the spacious awareness without a center, all become automatic. So my nature already like that, like Hui Ning. That's why when he heard the Tamil Sutra, the mind must have no dwelling, he understands straight away. My nature that time also can understand. Then it was so amazed. That's why I was telling my wife, what is happening? How come like that? For 1 week, I remember, I was observing. Everything was the same, no? Nothing changed except my mundane mind collapsed. After that, things that I had never seen before, I start to see. That's why I start to understand truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? The one who see, they always see. Because the universal characteristic is everywhere, every moment, every instant. And everything has become so clear. The clarity, everything. That's why that nature, when it shines forth, you become completely transformed. That one, only if you go the Bodhisattva way and you cultivate until quite stable already, then that one can happen. Otherwise, it may take most of your while. But no problem. Because this line, you set the base, make everything right, then it will pave the way for all your future coming. yeah, to be beautiful, and your progress from there on will become very different. Then very fast you will progress and reach those higher level of cultivation. Here the Bodhisattva vow or way that I taught you all actually cut short the training. Even with sasana or without sasana, you will progress. And when sasana come, you move very fast. Even without sasana, you will not forget the basic essential dhamma, the important right view and all those things. And when you make aspiration to cultivate affinity with great beings, to seek their blessing, protection and guidance, all this will take you along. Then when you understand your cultivation, when you develop sincerity, faith and diligence, all this you will understand, and you will be able to cultivate very differently, like what was described by Master Xuan Hua in his commentary of this wonderful Dhamma Flower Sutta. All the great being Bodhisattva, great power, great faith, great whatever jewel, this and that, they actually develop it from their spiritual faculty of faith, sadha, virya. Then after that, there's a virya, is vigor, vigorous cultivation. Then their perfection of mindfulness leading to samadhi and wisdom. And that one make them unshakable in the spiritual faculty. Then they willing to actually make strong determination, affirmation, and dedicate their life to sacrifice. And they will cultivate non-stop, like unresting, vigorous and what. So all the name that is given is what you will be able to do when you have this understanding and cultivation. So remember, do not be complacent. That's why I always tell you all, when you start to experience this, like you say you pass over the chicken to your colleague, that movement you will know is different. Then when you experience that, you will understand my sharing at a different level, like what you came to realize. Because that is the true awareness-based cultivation or awareness that you are able to develop. When you are able to develop that, your understanding is different. It's no more trying to relate to that understanding through a Dhamma understanding or a theory, which most people do, because they are not able to cultivate until that stage of awareness. That's why I say that awareness nature has to be established until it's very stable and very clear. So, okay, so, sadhu to you, very good. You continue,
Yeah, Virtue, 以前, 我们, 以前在 cultivate 的时候, 我们在 cultivate 这个 mindfulness 的时候, 那个后面的 juttering mind 还会, 有时会
become not stable yet, 我来跟你讲。
有时候会来 define, 什么, 很快的就跑出来。
Yeah, because they are very near, they are very near. The mundane mind is very near. That's why from that nature, all the mind right things arise. Then you see a habitual tendency, that thing, that chapter is the habitual tendency. But all this take time to root out, because it depends on your wisdom and your understanding and your stage 4 transformation, means the trust part. That trust part, the 4th support for awareness-based meditation, is to not only stabilize awareness, that my awareness is very stabilized, otherwise you cannot do that cultivation, the practice. It's for you to locate the gateway. Then when you locate the gateway, that is the beginning of the cultivation through that nature, the Bodhi mind cultivation through that nature. That is the beginning of real Bodhisattva cultivation. That's why you don't reach the Bodhisattva Buddha of cultivation. The sainthood way, you only need the first 3 support. You don't need the 4th support. The 4th support is only needed when you go the Bodhisattva way. Then during that time, That false support, when it enables you to locate the gateway, that is just the beginning, like what last time, what Pocheng has developed. Then some of them, even Alicia, NVIDIA, I think they have located it. Then that thing will go in and do the transformation, the opening of the internal so-called nerve center, nadis and chakras and all those things. But it's based on trust. It's not thought-based. That nature moves itself and transform. Then the byproduct is gaseous, or I already told you all. Yeah, that life force that go in, you know how it actually become pure energy. Then that pure energy, how it activate and open up all your nerve centers or nadis and chakra that you need to activate. It will do by itself, because that one is already the nature doing. It's not a thought behind to drive the thing. That's why it's trust. Completely trust that nature to move. Yeah. So it's beyond thought, beyond mind. The mind doesn't interfere at all. So during that time, it will transform your vibration. The medical field, they call it the parasympathetic nerve. Yeah. So this, all the major chakra and the smaller in the center, they have their vibration. Their vibration. But for spiritual cultivator, our vibration is different, because this is wisdom energy, pure energy. It become very fine, very, very fine. Then it also has this ability, you see, not only is very fine, it has this, what you call it already, because it's a pure energy, then the vibration actually that transform your internal nature, that vibration develop this ability to understand things. The wisdom part become very different. That's why I came to understand why my last guide, my last teacher, cannot move on with this. Well, he went through that gateway to what their world system, they are more advanced, they can locate this, but they don't know how to actually develop the wisdom, because they never developed the wisdom before they locate this and go in. Well, their awareness, understanding, or that type of meditative understanding, is, and they know how to go in. So the consciousness way, they went in too fast. And that one transformed too fast. But the wisdom not there. That's why their wisdom, their mundane mind cannot collapse. And they cannot see all this. But they become very strong consciousness-wise. But that one, they direct the thought. They still use the thought without them knowing. Yeah. So it depends on how people develop the cultivation. That's why this cultivation is not easy, especially the force support. The force support is very, very different. So once you do that, the internal will transform, and the wisdom, pure energy that activate all this, will make your vibration very, very fine. Then during that time, you can see many things, you can understand many things. Then later on, not long, your mundane mind will collapse. Once the mundane mind collapse, the cultivation becomes different again. You like, no need to practice, no need to cultivate. Your nature is that nature, like winning. No mundane mind, nothing. So what is there for you to do? Because you are like that throughout the day, aware, mindful, with that nature. So the form of mind is a form of mind, you know. You use it. You have clear understanding that it's a vehicle and tool for you to use to live life. To do whatever you want to do in life, to perfect yourself, to fulfill your vows, to go through the karmic process, where the form of mind is subject to karma, then you make use of it, but do not be deluded by it. And so all this understanding will be there, the wisdom will be there. That's why you become different. Then you know how to calm. That's why you know how to cease, you know how to return. Then you know how to go through the Bodhisattva vow to continuously evolve and come as a Bodhisattva and continue to perfect all this cultivation and understanding. So all this is what the cultivation is. So the stability of it is very important. Okay, so you bring forth the condition for me to share all this again, because this one I mentioned long ago, but now got condition. That's why now you slowly start to understand the whole of this cultivation's process. Well, more and more people are having that condition to develop such understanding. That's why that day, Ingbi also created a very good condition. Then also Sister PJ, then earlier on was Alicia. That's why all these sharing are very beautiful. So sorry to hear, huh? Thank you. So you can continue.
Yeah, Bert, you, 刚才你的 sharing 真的是很棒，就是I mean the 那个 cultivation based on the trust, But even that day, 我只是这样子的realize 那个 silent 的这个 mindfulness 只是这样子一个 moment 哦， yeah. 我都觉得它很 powerful, 因为它整个的是一个totally aware 跟 silent, then.真的是过后我再听你的 Dharma talk, 我可以明白，我可以明白很多你的那些 sharing, 它的里面的那种 meaning, but 那个东西又不是这个mindfulness 来的，它只不过是一个 pointer, 哇，真的是very beautiful,
Then, because you can understand after that if you have already experienced that real sati,the awareness without thought one, the specific phenomenal awareness, just learn it, that movement, that phenomenon, without thought, and you must stabilize it until throughout the day you are like that. That's the stability that you need. I still remember that time, 86 or 89, non-stop, my nature cultivate, until that daily mindfulness was so stable, throughout the day I was aware, mindful.That nature very clear. Then later on, when the sinhood way, the glimpse of understanding, the cessation happened. Then later on, the cessation went in longer, deeper. Especially after I met my last guide. Then when I know where the gateway is, I went in on my own. I know how to.Meditate and relax, maintain awareness, then stabilize it. I already stabilized. Then I straight away developed the trust to allow that thing to go in and melt inside. Then I saw the whole transformation. That's why after having it 9 months, everything happened. Then that cessation, longer and longer, longer and longer. So all this is very beautiful.
Yeah, Virgil, 有一天你你在Dharma sharing 的时候你有给那个这个 PG advice, 就是想我们这个我们 understanding 了这个Dharma 了以后，那么 the next step 就是要 put into cultivation.
Stabilize it.
这个 cultivation 很重要，但是这个 cultivation is with the understanding. 所以 Virgil, 你那种 sharing like acceptance, 那个 five way overcome the unwholesome.
That one are pointer to allow you to pass the test, to pass the cultivation.
Yeah, that's why 我那天做到了这个 mindfulness 了以后，我再听回那些 short video 的时候，我就明白了，原来这一些 Brother 你所 share 的这个 essential dharma 只是 lead 我们 to 那个 silent mind.
Stabilize that.
Yeah, 一定要去 cultivate, 要去 go through.
That's why that day, when he relate her experience about the meditation in the early morning or saying then the body is just a body, she also contemplated it and starts to develop, but that is the initial inquiry. Later on, the awareness based meditation, you go in, you will inquire deeper and deeper, then you understand the form and mind and nature in a very different way. Because not until your awareness is very stable, you cannot do all these things. Your awareness needs to be very stable. Then you can stay there inside there, silent, completely tranquil, just aware still. Then you can find out. Through that nature, you can investigate. You can like inquire, who am I? What am I? Then that nature, through its awareness, will understand. Well, you will see all the movement. You will understand all the things. The two parts, the true mind, the mundane mind, the creation part and the unconditioned part, everything. You will start to understand. You will start to develop a lot of understanding. And that time, every time you do the formal meditation in the lying down posture through that silent, the awareness nature, you will develop clearer and clearer understanding of your nature and your form and mind. Then from there, a lot of the Dhamma will surface. That's why you keep on understanding. Because your nature is in this state of heedfulness, awareness, ever mindful, constantly meditative. Then later on, as you go through the sainthood way, you develop stability of understanding, wisdom, your yoniso manasikara, then your mindfulness becomes very stable. Then you need to locate the gateway. You have to go for the fourth support, trust. Then the time, let it happen. Let it locate you or no one. Because that form and mind who went through will understand. Because during that time, the yin and yang energy that you have already developed through your cultivation, your practice, or whatever activity you do. Sometimes it may be qigong or whatever, or even tantian, thought-based, the what they call jhana. All this energy will melt inside. You don't have to worry. Whatever energy that you have developed, even through mindfulness or what, it will melt inside. So when it melts inside, you know, it's very different. It goes in, it's like very soothing. Then different people experience it differently. They describe it differently. Po Ching say like a tunnel open out, then the thing. Then sound like they say the baby is sucking and all those things. Then it just melt inside. Then it's very soothing, it flows in. You become very still. That time really no thought on. When that process happens, because for you to reach that gateway, you need to completely silent until very still, until no thought. You have to go through that phase of no thought. So that's why the beginning of awareness-based meditation is let the nature stabilize until the mind like suddenly become very still, very quiet, no movement. Initially, you will only have a glimpse of it. Then when the curiosity comes in, gone. Never mind. Patient. Go back again until it becomes very quiet. Then every time you fall into that one, let it stabilize. Then you come to realize faster and faster you will reach that stillness. Then you realize meditation very simple. Sometimes you just relax, maintain awareness. Within 1-2 minutes, you already there without thought, silent, still. Then you can see all this. Then even after you have a like a busy day or whatever, your sankara activity also, they will slow down very fast for you to see. Because you know how to relax and maintain. When I remember when I came out in the consultant, I tested it. I never worked for a private sector consultant before until I came out in the year 1989 after I have got the understanding. Then I came out, I want to test whether the mind can revert back to the meditative state or not. So I joined the private sector, and private sector, a lot of work to do. So I had to read up, I had to do the design, I had to go for meeting, I had to read up power. Then my mind at that time, the mundane mind about to collapse already. I cannot read actually. I cannot read. And the nature tell me, you want to suffer? You go and read. So what I did was, because I was very skillful and conversant with my civil engineering contract understanding and work, I no need to remember anything. I can just go to meeting like that. But I need to write down on the note form the dates, like contract date, contract end date, and the extension of time, and when they put in the application and all those things, and what happened in between the claim for extension of time. Sometimes you need to have this date. So the dates that I need, I have to write it down. Then I try my very best not to strain myself, because the mind will tell you, you cannot do this already. If you do this, you're asking for trouble. Because that thing, the brain has become very different. Cannot read. The fine suffering, the stress, or you can feel it. The moment you want to know, so the arising of thought also suffering. Yeah. That's why you know, no point. Think also like that, don't think also like that, just let things be. But because I was still working, that's why I went through that. So I tried to do all these things. Then after work, after office, after the meeting, I come back. I remember I was sitting on my office chair before I go home. Then I just want to meditate for a while to silence and find out what happened. Then I realized within 1-2 minutes, that movement, Sankara, at first it was like, wow, back to like last time, like that, a lot of things inside that. But never mind. I just relax, maintain awareness, and let things be. Then I realized it slowed down and silent within 1 or 2 minutes, and very fast. Then I went into the stillness. Then I know, even before my Monday mind collapse, I know I can do it already. Because my nature is already like that. Yes, I know how to maintain awareness. Anytime, it can just happen. That's why there is no more problem like that. Nothing dies, it's only the separation of the consciousness from the form. And before the consciousness separate, the craving force will be dissipated. I went through when I was young, and I know the whole process. So there is no more delusion, no more fear or develop doubt or what will happen during that. No, nothing. It's just the form and mind, the consciousness separate. Because the creating force were dispersed, and it was separate. Then things were just continue. So because of that, the understanding is all there. So my cultivation become very stable. Then after that, not long after that, my Monday mind collapsed. Now after my Monday mind collapsed, I got no more of this type of issue. I don't have to find out or test or do anything else. It's not to say I want to test or find out about what. It's I want to know what happened to this form and mind. After that, do I really need to continue to meditate and cultivate or want to maintain this? Then I realize once I have stabilized it and the understanding is there, I no need. I just relax, maintain awareness, then my mind settle down. Then it go back to that state very fast. Then I can be like, if I choose not to work, then I can be throughout the day mindful and aware. I got nothing to carry in the midst of life. I no need to remember or hold many things. It's just the daily life. Daily life is very normal. But the beauty is, after I developed the understanding already, when the Monday mind collapsed already, then over the years, when all these things become very stable already, I realized I can become normal again. Then my supra Monday mind can like read things, remember things, do whatever I want to do without problem again. Then I realized that is what the third seeing is about. Kan san yu shi san, I become normal again. I remember after the year, I think 1990-something, a few years after the Monday mind collapse, I become normal again. I realized I can become a normal person again. That I can do whatever I want. That's why at that time, I decide to come out to share. Then the nature also tell me about time that I should come out and share. So in the year 2004, that's why Yun Chan came. But I was ready. long ago. So all this is the transformation that happened. That's why I can share with you all. And through this sharing, you all benefit, because this type of experience or transformation, very rare, you can find. Very few cultivator or being can have this level of understanding. Like the Jay Krishnamurti's definition of meditation today, I think the short video came out. Then I saw Amy's reply and respond. I knew she understood what that thing is, because really, you listen to that short video sharing, you know how difficult is it to understand Jay Krishnamurti. That's actually put it very well. Such complicated, profound teaching can be made simple, become very clear, only by great beings, cultivator. Otherwise, it cannot. Who can understand all this regarding that nature, the silent mind, and honesty? And he described it so well. You know, from there, the mind writing arise and honesty. So it's very beautiful. Well, listen to that short video on Jay Krishnamurti definition of meditation. It's very good. Okay, so
Veronica刚才我就是在 evening 就是在听这个 short video. Wow.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, 这个 Jay
Krishnamurti,
find 那个 meditation, and exactly 就是 like 我那天这样子 experience 那个 moment 的那个 mindfulness without thought, 就是 really in silence. 哇, 那个 silence 真的是很 beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
真的是没有, 讲讲啊, 就是什么都没有, 哦, 就是, 哇, 就是只是一个 aware 罢了。
Yeah, but that one is your daily mindfulness, the awareness in your daily activity. But what Krishnamurti is referring to is the real meditative mind. The real meditative mind, the silent mind, the nature within. That's why he start by saying meditation is the beginning of order. When you have the right view with regards to the Dhamma, the nature's law that governs life, existence, then there is order. Then after that, meditation is the awareness of the movement of thought, the mundane mind, the egoic mind. Then from there, you start to understand all the rest. And it's so beautiful. You have to listen again. But that part, the meaning is very deep. Very deep. Very, very deep. So that one, it will take time. Unless you go through the cultivation of that nature, the stability, or you can never really fully comprehend. And you can never appreciate. That's why when I saw Amy put in the comment, I rejoiced. So that one actually not easy. Very few people can develop that understanding. So for your case also, you meeting you from this experience, you understand much, but it's not that the Krishnamurti's that definition is a lot more, because that one is about that nature, the stability inside, that true nature. You listen again after my briefing like that. You listen again, it come out will be different again. So this is what awareness-based meditation is, because from the awareness nature that is very stable inside, then you come out, then you develop all the movement. Then the four support you have to do. You have to do the first three, especially stabilize it. Then after that, determine to be aware, mindful, and cultivate. So that daily mindfulness is very important. The stability of it. That's like the religious routine. Every day, early morning, you wake up. Even the chanting, the meditation, the transformation, the bowing, whatever. Then. Daily mindfulness, maintain awareness, determined to be aware, that everything you do aware, until it become very clear, very stable. Then the transformation will happen. Okay, so.
Very good. Wow, 这个后面的 advice very good.
Yeah, 很重要.
很多很多时候我们真的要 put in 那个 effort 去考
虑 要去 really do it， 然后你才能够有那个we call it what， you experience that transformation， 那个境界。Otherwise the deep meaning cannot come out unless you have gone through those things, not easy. But the beautiful thing is most Kaya Mita are progressing very fast, moving very fast, and can develop quite good understanding already. That's why my nature know I start to share all this. Do you realize that these are the sharing that last time I just talked about it a little bit at a time only, like dreams through or skin through, very short. I don't spend much time on it, but now different. I spend more time explaining it. So now people already able to have the understanding to follow. So this one will become deeper and deeper, clearer and clearer, and more people will develop the understanding. That's why this website is very, very precious, very important. And it will benefit a lot of cultivators in years to come, because these are like teaching that are ahead of time, really ahead of time. A lot of the present civilization cultivation haven't reached all this understanding yet.
Yeah, Sadhu Bharatil. Bharatil, 你今天的这个整个的 section 的这个 explanation 很 clear.
Yeah.
你又show 这整个 path 的 cultivation, step by step 的 from 这个 mindfulness, 然后 go through 的这个 gateway, then for 那个 support.
The support.
Yeah, go through, then 去怎样的去 cultivation, to transform 我们来去走这个Way. 所以今天真的很很清楚的一个sharing，
一个 sharing， 对，
谢谢 Baradio，
thank you， thank you， Sadhu， very good， let us rejoice， Sadhu， 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 so this is a beautiful sharing，
very happy with what I heard from brother Song's sharing。How to say, it's another step forward for him. I really rejoice in that.
Sadhu.
It's so good to hear so many kilometers moving forward. Give us so much inspiration.
Encouragement also.
Encouragement. Like Brother Song was just saying earlier, we definitely have to put in a lot more effort. Not just listening to what Bradio says, but the effort itself. Of course, which comes with the determination. Of course. The determination. We may be like myself. I've been faithfully keep my bodhisattva vows every day, regardless of the circumstances. Even sometimes very late at night, I still do it. And he goes like, why are you doing chanting so late at night? I said, no.
They cannot understand, never mind.
I mean, that is one thing. At least I keep my determination on I must do it, is it?
Yes.
So I do the chanting, like there's one night when I was doing the chanting, doing the bodhisattva vows, and this thing just came out. You are doing it for others, not for yourself.
Yeah, for the living beings. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, very good. Yeah, your nature will tell you. You are doing for sentient beings, for others.
Yeah,
there is no mark of a self, no mark of others. So it's to fulfill that vow, is for the benefits of many.
Because when we do when we are doing the cultivation, sometimes in our In our eagerness to progress, Pratio, sometimes we forgot that what we are doing is actually way beyond our human realm.
Yeah. Way beyond the human realm. Yes.
So, especially when we are cultivating the Bodhisattva ways.
Yeah.
We may forget about that.
Yeah. Very true. What you say is very true. Yeah. We are very few people really have the understanding of what this Bodhisattva way is all about. Well, the Bodhisattva way is very rewarding, very extensive, and there are so much things to learn, to perfect, to cultivate, and that's why I call it very rewarding and very meaningful. And the true word is wonderful. That's a wonderful Dhamma, Lotus Flower Sutta, Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing, really Miao. Everything is really wonderful. And true emptiness is wonderful existence. When you realize true emptiness, all this understanding will surface. And then you will know you are doing things that normal human being cannot do, way beyond them. Sadhu to you, PG. Very good.
Yeah, it took me so long to understand that.
Yeah. It's already very good. Not too late. Yeah. It's like you will come to realize all this. Take a while. You have to go through all this process, the training. You recall the day you come. You know next to nothing, actually. Like you say, you hear karma, you used to run away.
That one is one thing.
Because that time still a lot of understanding not there, that we use the opinion. No, you don't have the understanding. But your karmic affinity is very strong. That's why you keep on coming back despite your earlier experience. So you will have a lot of understanding after that. That's why you have gratitude towards Paulian who brought you to my class. So that one very joyful and very meaningful. That's why you rejoice. And Paulian also now came to know is that you try to help her, encourage her and all those things. So sadhu to both of you.
Yeah, Pratio, you see like today's Krishnamurti's
meditation, very deep.
Yeah, it's very deep and
very beautiful.
Very beautiful. Yeah. And even like myself today, I listened to it 3 times and I go,
You should. And every time it's different again, deeper and deeper and so much joy. Like Engby realized, how can you put it in such simple explanation to let cultivator understand? Because these are words that are completely beyond explanation unless you have realized that mind, that meditative nature, and understand all the meaning behind the words that Krishnamurti used. Otherwise, you cannot. You cannot make head or tail out of it. You don't know what that silent nature is. You don't know what is order. Then you don't know what is awareness of each and every thought, the movement, the egoic mind, and all those things. So all these are very beautiful. That's why I saw you also rejoice.
We hear the words and we always think that we know.
Until you have the cultivation. It's different again.
Yes, Ratio.
Yes.
When you have reached that part of it, then you say you will go like,
No wonder you got that. Yeah, so
there. Like what Brother Song says like just now.
When you reach then the understanding becomes different again.
Yes.
Besides the realization part, very important.
That's the result of all the effort, right?
Yeah, all the right effort and faith and the diligence, the patience and endurance, patient endurance. So all these are very beautiful, sadhu.
That's why we need all the calamitous who have progressed so much ahead of us to keep encouraging us and also to share what they have gone through.
Yes,
something that it may seem insignificant or very small effort, But to us that who are, you know, still on the way, it is something that we know that, oh, it can be done, you know.
Yes, that's why people have the faith. Yeah. It can be done. People will have the faith. So a lot of these things are very meaningful. If you know how to share it, then people will gain the encouragement, the understanding, and they will develop the faith. Yeah, they will say, hey, it can be done, no. Not only like Brother Teo, the past very strong, special being only can do it. No, not ordinary. Kayameta also can do it, can develop the understanding. So that joy gives faith. And most of them, you know each other. Huh? Like Alicia, Amy, and even Brother Song, they all. Huh? In even Agate, they all. So even Pamasri, they all. Oh, you know. And they are ordinary Kayamita who came after the year 2008. Of course, Yunjan is earlier on. So also earlier on by 3 or 4 years, only 2004, end of 2004. So all these are very beautiful. It really encourages and motivates Kayamita to go the way of Dhamma and to have faith in this way and cultivation. Sadhu, even Koglun also progress very fast. So many of them, many of them.
Yeah, Bratio, to all Kalamitas, all I can say is let's make the most of it in this lifetime.
Sadhu.
Take the opportunity to learn, to make use of what we have learned from Bratio and all the great teachers in this lifetime.
Yeah, Sadhu.
And, may we fulfill our Bodhisattva vows and aspirations.
Sadhu, 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 rejoice.
Good night, Rajiv.
Good night, good night.
Okay,
let us rejoice again. Sadhu, 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 with all the good sharing.